I can just have you talk a little bit about Brian's background as it applies to Little League and maybe other things that you knew Brian from on a personal level and how this idea got rolling to name Southwood in his honor.
I first met Brian as a coach with College Station Little League and evolved into a partnership as a board member because as anyone would come to know Brian, he was willing to serve and do anything to help the community, and particularly the youth in the community. So it made perfect sense for him to be on our board of directors, not only as a coach, but to also help oversee and administer our league structure and opportunities for kids to cater towards anything and everything that would promote youth sports, courage, loyalty, those types of things that Brian stood for. And through the years, it just became more pronounced and more obvious that Brian not only cared about the kids, but he cared to make sure that things were done the right way and that they were done for everyone involved. And the most impressive characteristic was that Brian did things for everyone and was so selfless in his time with the board, with kids, with anything and everything that he could do to support our community through, at least from our aspect, through baseball. Brian was the guy that would always offer to cover for someone on board duty. He would be up there to help maintain equipment. He would be up there to make sure that the fields were closed or make sure that the restrooms and fields were open before games and practices. So Brian, throughout the years, was the guy that was turned to as the resolver of issues and would bring ideas that would benefit the coaching and the parents and the players to make it an atmosphere and an experience that would foster an environment for learning, for fun, for enjoyment, not only for the player, but for the fans and coaches.
Let's get to specifically the park naming idea. Mm-hmm. How did that manifest itself?
We had a regularly scheduled board meeting the day after Brian was killed, and of course with hearts full of emotion and tear-filled eyes, we met and talked primarily about what we could do from this point forward, and at that point agreed that we would approach the city and find out what the procedures were going to be for naming a field for Brian. And we had thought that if you're familiar with the Southwood Complex, Field 2 is the field that looks beyond the soccer fields, and as you stand, you could look towards the American flag, and we felt that naming that field would be appropriate so that any time the national anthem was played, we would see Brian Bachman's name on that field, on that scoreboard. That idea then gained momentum, and we were approached by Cody Witten, who said, "Hey, we hear y'all are trying to do some things with Southwood, and we want you to join our process and be included in what we're trying to do and rename the park for Brian Bachman." And that took no decision at all, and we decided to poll and include all of our immediate members of the baseball community and solicit input and their support. And so we sent a message out to our baseball community and asked them to send messages, emails, and support that we could use for our support to include in the letter of request that we were going to send to the city. So as it turns out, Cody Witten had approach different government officials and community leaders, and we as the Little League board signed a letter of request and then included over 100 emails that we'd received from the baseball community and pursued that and requested it to the city for renaming the entire Southwood complex as Brian Bachman Athletic Complex as opposed to just one field.
You knew that you were going to have the support, but yet when you saw it, that still had to be impressive.
Not only was it impressive from the volume, but it was impressive by the fact that a lot of people took specific time to indicate an experience that they had had directly with Brian and how important it was to them that Brian be memorialized in this methodology by naming the park after him so that it would symbolize what they knew Brian as, not only for currently, but for future generations. That's what was impressive.
The depth of the comments.
The depth of the comments and the time that people took to that felt strongly about this as a not only great idea, but that it had to happen because of the character and example that Brian was to their family and to their kids.
So projecting the city council meeting on Thursday, we're visiting a couple of days before and looking ahead at the city council voting to approve the name change, then what are the plans afterwards and to make this official at the park?
Let's assume it does get approved, and if there is no restriction on timelines, then we would join forces with the community, and if there's any fundraising opportunities necessary, we would be interested in promoting anything and everything we could to raise money to properly memorialize the park for Brian. We would love to have it finalized in the sense that during opening ceremonies next April for College Station Little League, make an official presentation to the family of Brian Bachman. And from that point forward, continue to grow and build Brian Bachman Athletic Park in such a way that whatever facilities could be added would carry his name, and we could properly recognize him for his efforts, for what he's meant to us as board members and as a coach and a leader in our community.
Have I missed anything that listeners should also know about this whole process?
I think it's a rare opportunity that we, as a community, can come together and focus our efforts on such a grand opportunity to properly recognize someone who embodies anything and everything that would represent the characteristics of not only what we as adults should emulate, but also that we can point to that our kids one day may ask, well, why is this park named Brian Bachman? And then that would give us an opportunity to then explain, if you have the right mindset, if you have that servant heart, then everything else will fall into place, because that's why Brian Bachman was used to name, that is why it was decided that we would rename this complex for Brian Bachman, because he stood for all those things that we should all emulate at some point in our lives. I think that would be important for folks to know.
Can't wait to see a plaque with that kind of explanation for people to go out and read that.
If we could have a statue, if we could have a picture with his smile, you see Brian Bachman's image, and it automatically connotates the thoughts and the emotions, the feelings that Brian instilled in each of us, that of peace, of caring, of community spirit, of core Christian values that no better effort could be made to come together as a community and embody those characteristics by naming Brian Bachman Park. So that's why we did it. I mean, that's why it's important that in a great effort by the community to make sure we have it as something that will be there forever.
When you use the phrase being a servant, that I think that pretty well sums it up.
That's right. You know, being available in a time to when we're all self-absorbed with what we have to do, Brian was the guy that was available to help, and that's what I think all of us should be. And as a matter of fact, as our new board members are recruited and looked upon as future servants for Little League, we use Brian as the example of what the ideal board member would be. So that's an excellent point that you bring up, that it's the servant aspect, it's being available in times when other folks just seem to be busy with their own ideas, own agendas, own schedules. Brian was that rare person who was available and would help it in at the drop of a hat.